Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 79. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 58. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Horizon Healthcare has announced the addition of Jeff Wood, behavioral health therapist, as the newest provider at Horizon Healthcare. The hospital says Wood, a graduate of Carmi High School, has been providing clinical services to adolescents, adults, and families since 1999. The FMH Horizon Healthcare Outpatient Behavioral Health Therapy Program provides counseling services to those dealing with anxiety, depression, family conflict, medical illness, and behavioral difficulties, as well as those with a more severe mental health diagnosis. A variety of interventions and coping skills are offered based upon individual treatment planning. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams said she was excited to add Wood to the team to improve the community's access to mental health services. Anyone looking to schedule an appointment with any of the FMH Horizon Healthcare providers can call 842-4617. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic is now open. The Grayville Clinic will be offering the same level of excellence that other Horizon Healthcare clinics strive to provide. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, minor foot care procedures, minor laceration suturing, routine women's health exams, DOT testing, outpatient lab work, and more. The clinic is located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins welcome. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
In other news, Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who entered a locked storage shed being rented to Christopher Gray at Legs Storage. A safe containing $9,500 was reportedly taken in the incident. The Fairfield Police Department is also investigating reports of vehicles being entered by throwing a landscaping block through the windows. The incidents occurred over the weekend south of Delaware. Anyone with information on either or both of the incidents should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. 32-year-old Fairfield resident Shannon L. Cohn was arrested by Fairfield police Saturday evening on charges of criminal damage to property $300 or less and criminal trespass to a residence. According to police reports, at approximately 7:25, officers were called to the 200 block of Southwest 7th Street. Upon their arrival, the homeowner advised that they had heard a loud banging from the residence when they returned home. They then located Cohn at the residence and saw a damaged door and lock hasp. Cohn then fled the scene, but he was located at the Budget Inn a short time later. Cohn was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $170 bond. Two other Fairfield residents were also booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. 36-year-old Brian L. Malone was booked Friday night, and he's serving 15 days concurrent on weekends in jail on a charge of failure to register as a sex offender. 40-year-old Jennifer L. Weedman was booked on a Wabash County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of possession of meth. Bond for the warrant was set at $295. Weedman is also serving 104 days consecutive weekends in jail on a charge of possession of controlled or counterfeit substances. She was held pending transport to Wabash County. Southern Illinois University in Carbondale says it received more than 60,000 individual donations to reach a fundraising goal of $75 million. School officials have reportedly announced that the Forever SIU fundraising target was met 7 months ahead of schedule. Chancellor John Dunn said the university wouldn't stop at $75 million as they view that total as a floor, not a ceiling. The three-year campaign began in January 2017. About $40 million of the donations were made to fund student scholarships. Another $33 million was given to update the university's academic programs and to attract, train, and retain faculty. The 2019 SIU Day of Giving was the pinnacle in the fundraising, with over $875,000 donated by more than 2,400 donors from 45 states and 10 countries. That nearly doubles 2018 figures. SIUC boasts the 41st largest alumni network in the country. Ray Goldsmith, the university's spokeswoman and vice chancellor for development and alumni relations, said the emphasis has been on building momentum and engagement among graduates. She further stated that the present campaign will remain open to contributions through the end of the year. The Illinois General Assembly went into overtime in its spring session over the weekend, sending a host of legislation to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk, including a budget that both Democrats and Republicans acknowledge as balanced. The $39.9 billion spending plan represents a 2% increase over the current year. It provides an increase to public education to fund the school aid formula, increases funding for higher education, and increases funding for DCFS by $100 million. The budget also includes a 2.4% pay raise for members of the General Assembly. Other action includes a $45 billion statewide construction program for roads, bridges, mass transit, schools, prisons, and other public works. The plan doubles the gas tax to 38 cents per gallon, increases vehicle registration fees to $150, and increases the per-pack cigarette tax to $2.98. It cut out additional fees for ride-sharing services and a 7% tax on cable, satellite, and streaming video services. A proposal to legalize sports betting was also approved. It would expand gambling slots at the state's 10 existing casinos and add 6 new casinos. A preliminary estimate puts first-year licensing and tax revenue at more than $700 million. The expansion would be one of the largest contributors to the state's new construction program. Lawmakers also adopted legislation to rescind prohibitions on some late-term abortions and rescind criminal charges against doctors that perform abortions. Fairfield pastor Corey Musgrave says many misunderstood his opening prayer on Friday morning at the Illinois House of Representatives.
I think some people misinterpret it as that I was asking for God's wrath, in which I was not. So I think it was misinterpreted that way by some.
Musgrave was invited by State Representative Darren Bailey to do the prayer, which was decidedly pro-life in content. 5 members of the Illinois House reportedly left the chamber during the prayer, and at least 2 others stood and turned their backs to the Fairfield minister. Musgrave says the reaction since Friday has been overwhelmingly positive.
Well, the reaction from Friday to today was about, from my perception, was about 95% positive, about 5% negative. Again, I didn't do this for a positive or a negative reaction for people. I prayed that God would listen and that God would step in and do something, that God would make a decision. I was appealing for God to make a decision on this case because in America it seems like we're hopelessly divided on this issue of abortion. We have some states that are making it illegal completely, while other states like Illinois seem to be allowing an abortion at any time for any reason. I don't know what the outcome of that will be, but I do not see it going well if we keep this state of division over the next decade or so.
Musgrave is a Fairfield native and the pastor at the New Beginnings Church. The Fairfield Lions Club is sponsoring a free hearing screening next Monday for persons 18 and older and for those 10 to 17 with written parental consent. The screenings will take place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the southwest corner of the Wayne County Courthouse. The Lions Club says hearing loss is one of the most common chronic disabilities in America, occurring nearly 4 times as often as blindness. The screening next Monday is an effort to help protect the public's hearing through an early alert system, as well as to increase awareness of the problems and capabilities of the deaf and hearing impaired. David Savage, hearing chairman of the Fairfield Lions Club, says the screening will take just a few minutes, and those who fail it will be referred to hearing professionals for further evaluation and treatment. He said 2 years ago, the Fairfield Lions Club had the highest attended hearing screening in the state, and he hopes people take advantage of the opportunity this year. The screening is conducted through cooperation of the Lions of Illinois Foundation and is funded primarily through the annual Candy Day, held statewide on the second Saturday in October. Anyone seeking more information about the screening should call 516-1229. Fairfield National Bank has announced the retirement of Brenda Bauman, effective June 21st. Bauman joined the FNB team in 1975 and has served in many roles during her tenure, including bookkeeper, teller, administrative assistant, personnel officer, and compliance officer. Her last 27 years have been as senior vice president and cashier, overseeing the deposit operations of the bank. FNB President and CEO Rich Montgomery said Bauman's knowledge of banking and dedication to serving customers will be greatly missed. Bauman lives in Fairfield with her husband, Keith. They have two daughters, Lindsay Bauman in Evansville, Indiana, and Leah Holman in Nashville, Tennessee. Bauman also serves on the board of EPCOR, is an active member of the Fairfield CP Church, and is the Secretary Treasurer of the Wayne County Humane Society. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is urging farmers to consider their options as many fields remain too wet to plant. Kim Howard reports.
According to the latest crop report, just 35% of corn and 14% of soybeans have been planted so far, way behind previous years. State Agriculture Director John Sullivan says some important dates are coming up for producers looking for relief.
In the very near future, with regard to federal crop insurance, if a farmer wants to do prevented planting, and in other words, not because they're unable to get a crop in the ground this year, they need to take some steps soon. As a matter of fact, the prevented plant date for corn for most of Illinois is June the 5th.
The deadline for filing for soybeans is either June 15th or the 20th, depending on where you're located. Sullivan urges farmers needing assistance with the paperwork to contact the Department of Ag. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A recent study conducted by the University of Illinois shows nearly 11% of households throughout the state can be classified as food insecure. Craig Gunderson in the U of I College of Agriculture, Environment, and Consumer Sciences oversees the annual study.
There's been some slight declines in food insecurity since 2014. However, is that the overall rates of food insecurity are still higher than they are than they were in 2007 before the Great Recession. So it's frustrating that we have not been able to get levels down to that point.
Gunderson works with Feeding America, a network of food banks across the country, to conduct the Map the Meal Gap report. Results come from a monthly U.S. government questionnaire that queries households about food availability and affordability.
The Great Recession ended towards the end of 2009, and the rates didn't begin falling until 2014. So you have this whole backup. I mean, in other words, even though the economy was doing better, at least for a lot of these low-income households or the most vulnerable households, is they weren't able to escape from food insecurity.
The study found the most food insecure Illinois households can be found in Alexander, Jackson, St. Clair, Champaign, and Vermilion counties. Those with the most food secure households include Kendall, Kane, Lake, McHenry, and Monroe counties. The University of Chicago says it will be the first U.S. university to create a School of Molecular Engineering, thanks to a $100 million donation. The university announced last week that the new school will be known as the Pritzker School of Molecular Engineering. It will be supported by a gift from the Pritzker Foundation. It's the university's first school in engineering and its first new school in 3 decades. The school will aim to find new solutions for pressing global challenges, including immunotherapy-based approaches to cancer and the search for sustainable energy. University of Chicago President Robert Zimmer says the gift will help expand work already underway with Argonne National Laboratory. The Pritzker Foundation is led by relatives of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, including former U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Le Mans Honda Yamaha Kawasaki Suzuki in Fairfield is now under new ownership and ready to move some product. Call them today at 842-3848 to schedule your service, order parts, or buy a new ride. Stop in and check out their huge selection of ATVs, motorcycles, and side-by-sides. Like them on Facebook at Le Mans Motorsports. Shop online at lemans.com or call today 842-3848. That's 842-3848. Remember it, 842-3848. Le Mans Motorsports, Highway 45 Fairfield, where the fun times roll.
Small business is the backbone of our communities. It's a good feeling to know that one loan to a business benefits everyone in the community, not just that business. Hi, this is Matt Moore, commercial banker of People's National Bank in Fairfield. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference since 1909. Member FDIC.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 79. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 24,758, down 56. The NASDAQ is at 7,358, down 94. July crude oil is at $53.71, and that is up 21 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 81-year-old McLeansboro resident James Cleveland died at 10:40 p.m. on Friday at his home. He was a retired farmer. James Cleveland is survived by a daughter, Lisa Dunkel, of Fort Branch, Indiana, his companion, Joyce Stormont of McLeansboro, three grandsons, and three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for James Cleveland will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday at Holder Funeral Home in Owensville, Indiana. Burial will be in New Mount Moriah Cemetery near Hobstadt in Gibson County, Indiana. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, and on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to service time at the Holder Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions are requested for the new Mount Moriah Cemetery Fund and will be accepted by both funeral homes. Arrangements are under the direction of Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro and Holder Funeral Home in Owensville. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Start summer break off right by stopping by Dairy Queen in Fairfield for a delicious treat. Summer berry or Oreo brownie confections are the perfect treat for a hot summer day. If your favorite DQ treat is a blizzard, try one of the summer flavors available for a limited time, including cotton candy or the caramel cannonball. Now at DQ, try the dessert dream cake shakes. DQ classic milkshake blended with pieces of cake. Stop by 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Monday, sunny skies with a high of 79. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low of 58. Tuesday, 30% chance of rain in the forecast, partly sunny skies with a high of 80. Tuesday night, 60% chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a low of 68. Wednesday, 50% chance of rain in the forecast, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 86. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday with a cloudy sky, high of 80. And Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely cloudy with a high of 78.